Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Are you a professional working in the vision loss field? AFB's e-learning center has the tools and resources to support you. Learn about technology, eye conditions, aging, and more 24/7 wherever you are through AFB's webinars and online courses. Earn credits and enhance your knowledge by visiting www.afb.org/e-learning.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Welcome back, everyone, to Blind Bargains coverage of CSUN 2016. I'm Joe Steinkamp, and I'm in a quieter space, a much quieter space, because I'm a wonderful opportunity, not over Skype. I'm actually in person with Brian Archin and Louise. And hey, welcome to San Diego.
Well, thank you very much. It's not only fantastic to be here, but also to meet you, Joe.
In the flesh. We've talked so often. I've worked with Brian for many a year, going back to my time with State Service, in which your scripts help keep someone employed. So for many a year, I have been a hero. You have been for me. Oh. And I appreciate your time and efforts over these years to help keep those people. And now I've come to understand Luis as a game player. So this is going to be very interesting because we're going to go over some of the new updates to Lisi and some of the things that are coming along. I had approached you in January and then it was like, well, you know, we might as well just hook up in San Diego and do it in person. I said, that would be fantastic. So after a long flight and after a long time, please tell me exactly what's going on with the new project.
Okay, thank you. Well, we've just brought out a new version of Lisi. This is the product which is ideal for the computer beginner and the advanced user that's used in conjunction with JAWS for Windows. And the main purpose of us coming to CSUN this week was because we're delivering a presentation tomorrow, which is Friday, and we're very much looking forward to that. And it's a good overview, we hope, of the ways that Lisi can help, not just for the computer beginner, but all kinds of productivity tools too. And so perhaps I could start by just drawing people's attention to just some of the new productivity tools that we've introduced over the last couple of weeks, actually.
All right.
So a lot of people like to use emoji now, don't they, Joe?
They are very enamored with the pictures because they want to be able to talk back and forth with others.
This is the thing. Yeah. Okay, so it's not just blind people wanting to send these graphical images to sighted people, which is good, of course, but now people are catching on and they want to send them to other blind people, because the thing about version 17 of JAWS is that it will announce those emoji images. Okay, so we jumped on the bandwagon of that a little bit, and we thought, well, if JAWS can say them, blind people need a way of being able to insert those characters into their tweets, their Facebook messages, and so on. So we've created that into Lisi. So you can press a keystroke and you get a large number of emoji descriptions. They're divided into 10 categories. So you can just simply select the one you want and you press enter on it. And that representation is reproduced into the text edit area. Mm-hmm. And what we're finding is that Lisi users, of which there are hundreds around the world, they're doing this. Even some of the people who I wouldn't expect to be doing it, some of the professionals in the, in inverted commas, blindness arena, they are using this emoji. They bought Lisi because they want to use this emoji, which is fairly incredible, really.
The power of social media compels you.
Well, that's right. So we have that. One of the frustrating things when you open a document or a text file or anything like that, particularly if it's a long document, mm-hmm. is actually finding your place where you left off.
Right.
Now, there are very good programs such as QRead, which I'm sure you've probably discussed on the podcast before, which allow you to read books and so on. And that does keep your place. But if you're working in even good old Notepad or Microsoft Word, you will have to probably use some kind of bookmarking facility or the find facility to locate your place, if you can remember. So Lisi will now remember your place in a document. So when you close it and you reopen it the next day, it will automatically go back to the place where you were.
Super helpful.
It's very helpful. Obviously, we don't force it on people like all facilities in Lisi.
Right.
You have to turn it on.
Right.
Okay. But people are finding that very useful. We've given the ability people to be able to save a scanned PDF document as a text file. Because JAWS has this ability to do an OCR
right.
job on the document. And obviously people want the facility to be able to copy that out. Very useful, we found, for restaurant menus.
I was going to say like that would make a very helpful moment, because so many of them, if it's not a graphical image,
yes.
you know, that would be very helpful. So and then port that over to a document or maybe even a portable player or to your phone if necessary.
That's right. Any place at all, really. Yeah. So those are the main things. We've done a few other little things. We've enhanced the text selection facility, for example, that we have, which makes it much easier to select text in any application. And what we're thinking about the whole Lisi concept is that you may, I'm sure, on Blind Bargains be covering the announcement recently for Freedom Scientific about the L Braille.
Yeah, that is wild.
We're thinking that because of the limited number of keystrokes available on the L Braille, and because Lisi is all about enhancing productivity with the minimum of effort, we think that Lisi will be a great fit for the L Braille. We'll have to do some adaptations,
right.
particularly for Lisi Basic, as we call it, with real human speech. Because what Lisi does is, if you're a computer beginner, using a real human voice, she will guide you through whatever it is that you're meant to be working on.
Mm-hmm.
So that will need to all to be adapted, and we could do that for the L Braille and do a very nice Daisy book to go with it. So certainly, obviously, it's not going to happen right now,
right.
but it's very much in our minds for the future.
Would you see that as maybe a new license, or would that be its own separate product version?
I would think it will be a separate product. If you've already got Lisi, then it will perhaps be at a discounted rate, but it would have to be a new product. You couldn't slot necessarily the existing Lisi into the L Braille, because the whole point about the L Braille is you're driving it from the Braille display 6 Braille input keyboard. So there are lots of things that we would like to do to ensure that people could use particular sequences of keystrokes on that Braille terminal to really get the most out of Lisi. So it would require considerable effort on our part, but it's certainly something that we're quite interested in following up.
I like the idea because it gives you an expansion and an ability to add on to the existing thing. And that's what's been so good about your product and your existence with scripting for so long, is it takes an existing product and gives it even new life or new functionality that might necessarily... For a large company like Freedom Scientific, their situation might be that they have to drive their development in other places, and that might not necessarily come down to something that is more realistic for the actual user. It might be something that's driven by site-based licenses, say Office or Internet Explorer First, where some of these things are very much daily operations and home use cases. And that's what I think was really expansive about scripting, is that it gives us an opportunity to work for ourselves, or at least find products that could help our day-to-day life, not just our professional lives.
I think that's right. And not only are the best ideas born out of necessity, I always think,
right.
if you use different things or you want to use different applications, that obviously helps. But a lot of our suggestions, in fact, most of them, a lot of the ideas that we have are born out of suggestions from our customer base,
right.
Which is really good as well. You just mentioned Internet Explorer, which kind of brought to mind that one of the things we have implemented in this latest version is support for Google Chrome browser.
Oh, excellent.
Because we have a lot of features that really do enhance productivity on the web. And in the past, we restricted that to Internet Explorer and Mozilla Firefox. But we have, by request, I have to say, extended that to Google Chrome now.
That works because so many schools are leaning into Chromebooks and Chrome services and Google Classroom. I know that's one of the things with Ricky's son that we're having to learn Chrome services a lot because that's what his school relies upon because he has a Chromebook and Chrome sign-on. So it's very good to have those opportunities because it's being seen a lot in the U.S. and education sectors.
That's right. Yeah.
But we've talked a lot about productivity. That's not fun.
No.
Fun.
No.
Fun would be retirement and then spending time in a country place. See the segue? See how that worked there? I'll tag in Louise. Social media has been a buzz about games, and you have become a very good game player a lot lately and have been giving updates on social media. So let's talk about some of the games that have come across in the new version of Lisi.
Yes, this started out as a sideline which became the thing that is taking over my life, basically.
A hobby that's now a job.
Basically, what this began all about is we didn't have any games in Lisi, and I thought this was a thing we should have. In other products, there are games. They are what you might call traditional kind of games, board games, card games, word games, something like that. And I thought, well, let's have some games because games are fun. They're good things to have and it's always a good thing to have things to relax with. But as well as the traditional kinds of games, let's try and have some online games if we can get them. And let's try maybe and have some arcade games. So we looked around and tried to find which games to have, and by very kind permission of external sources, we put together our games module. And then we began to develop the exclusive Lisi games. And this was where I designed the games, and then I was able to recruit top-notch, very talented coders, such as Philip Menafort from EliasSoftware.com, Aaron Baker from VGStorm.com and Damian Pendleton from GigaJoy Creations. And I asked them to design these games for me. And what started out as kind of just a small project has ballooned and ballooned. And this was basically because I've seen a hole in the games market for a while. Because if you don't have traditional games, as I've said, board games, card games, word games, or else sort of Simon Says games,
Yeah. You
have games which involve fighting. Now, if you don't happen to like fighting...
True.
You are kind of...
out in the lurch. You just don't have much out
you,
there.
You just don't. Yeah. Now, I find a combative game really... really stressful to play.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my very first game happened to be Grizzly Gulch, which
yes.
was reviewed by one Brian Harton.
Wow, it's funny how it all comes full circle, doesn't
yes.
it?
I think we'll forget about that
part. and it was, you know, it was so stressful that I could feel my heart. Do you know when you get really frightened, it throbs
right.
in your ears?
Yeah.
And it used to frighten me so much when the gunmen were after me that I just had to stop playing it. I couldn't do it anymore. And it's always been the same. And I used to say this on Twitter, why do we have to have games where you have to kill people and kill things? Why can't we have growing games and building games and... where are the whimsical games that they have on Facebook? Where are the jewels? Where are the fairies? Where's the whimsical fantasy? Why does everything have to be so dark and bleak and big and audio immersive? Why can't we have something that's pretty? Something that's fun? Answer, because nobody wants to put the money into it to develop it.
Agreed.
And risk it not selling. That's why.
Yeah.
That is why, in one sentence... So, basically, we did it.
And it does cost an enormous amount to put right. these games
this
together.
Is what people,
time and testing.
This yeah. is what people don't realise.
Right.
To put together a simple arcade game, like, for example, Lisi's Treasure Troll, costs so much money you would not believe, yeah. really. I would say, what, four figures? And
no, more, yes.
More. It's a lot of money. Somebody has got to do the work. It's got to be developed. You've got to buy music for it. You've got to buy sounds. You've got to test it. All that has got to be paid for. And then someone goes and trashes it, and the game gets pirated all over the place. It's a very brutal market out there for audio games, for the PC. It really, really is.
And that's a shame, because I love the concept of it, because it takes Lisi and turns it into a platform unto its own.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's traditionally what games have been about. You know,
absolutely.
It's an Xbox, you know, is a console. And think of Jaws as a console. And then it's the third-party developer that turns around and makes these games that play on top of an Xbox. So in a way, you're doing exactly what the mainstream is doing. This is a perfect opportunity for you to have this become more of a platform and to give these options. And it's not all about productivity. And that seems to be pigeonholing us in a way. And I like this because, again, it's real life. It's what we do. It's what we want to do. And I agree with your philosophy there. Sadly, I do understand what you're talking about. Having been in software development, having been in this industry for a while, I know what you're saying in that regard, because it does take time, effort, and money. And I think it's very easy as I've said on Blind Bargains before, I think it's very easy for someone to take hours, if not months, of development and then sum it up in 140 characters without even, in some cases, even trying the thing. Exactly. So it is kind of disconcerting that that's kind of the nature. We're back to that emoticon thing that we were talking about a second ago, to take a wonderful idea and then put it into a thumbs down emoticon. It's sad that that's kind of the snapshot reaction, but you have the opportunity to try these things because you do have a trial version, I do believe, available.
And
you,
not for the games.
Not for the games, right? Okay.
I do apologize.
No, I agree. We want clarification so people understand. Lisi has a trial, but then, of course, they can also do the ability to purchase over time, because I believe there's an installment plan as well.
That's the way. This is the amazing thing. The games are selling Lisi, and we thought they'd be a lovely thing to say thank you to our customers. We hope that they do well, but they're doing better than we ever dared to hope. They are selling the product to people who hear about the games and think, I've had someone tweeting me, and she said, you've developed a game I've wanted to play for 8 years. I want it. I'm going to get it. And this has happened to me and so many times now. We've had lots of orders from people who've heard about the game and then have gone on to see what else Lisi does. And I thought, oh, wow, I want that. And the thing was, obviously, while we have sales several times a year while there are conventions on, you get Lisi, especially if you get Lisi Advanced, for the same kind of price you pay for one of our ambitious audio games in any case.
Yeah.
So it's a heck of a good value when you think about it.
And it saves the ability to have to package and market it as a separate product.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which could be a time-consuming situation in itself. And, you know, other than what you've been proposing, you know, the only thing that comes to mind is things like typability. You know, I'm learning typing while, you know, getting fun prompt and audio cues. And that's great. But again, we're back to work and productivity, and then that all work and no play makes a common Jaws user a dull individual, and that's not what we're about.
I think one of the things I really like, if I can say so, about the games that Lulu designs for Lisi, and this follows on from what we were saying, is that what the games do, apart from being easy to play, they teach important concepts in a very subtle way. So you are enjoying playing the games, of course, but you're learning about keyboarding skills. You're learning about sound and orientation and spatial awareness. And I think, you know, particularly for children and young people, to have these games, and for those who are newly visually impaired, they can develop skills in a subtle way that they don't realize that they're learning about this. And it's a form of rehabilitation. I like it.
The latest two, I didn't think of it like that at all. I mean, we basically got asked for them. My Country Place was a very ambitious project. It was a farm game. I was asked, we basically sent out a note to our mailing list. What kind of games would you like to see if we develop more games for exclusively for Lisi? And there were two top answers. One of them was a fantasy game, more of which maybe a little bit later. One of them was, the top one by a long way, was we want a farm sim like Farmville, because nothing is being done like that. And then there was another side note which people were saying, we want Bejeweled, we want Candy Crush, we want something like that.
Yeah, a Match 3 kind of game, right?
Yeah, a Match 3 kind of game. Yeah. And of course, Marty Schultz, bless him, he got there first and did it on the iPhone. And that's a wonderful game.
Yeah.
So we went ahead and we made My Country Place. It was a 9-month project. Aaron Baker will probably never speak to me again. Because he started with a huge vague, I don't know nothing about game design, for heaven's sake. I'm just a little housewife person who happens to have ideas every now and again. So I give him this document and he'd say, yeah, but how do you do this? And what about this? And he'd pick out all the holes in it. And then as I got better at designing things as we went along, he'd come back to me and he'd say, you can't do, I can't do this. And I say, yes, you can, go make it happen.
And Twitter just loved it. I mean, I saw lots of tweets about the product and then people who'd never experienced this before.
No.
And I'm used to it because I follow the games industry and I play games, but it was neat to see people in my timeline talk about concepts and learning how to farm, where I'm used to seeing that on Facebook from, like, relatives.
Have you seen... I would get emails from Aaron saying, I hate you. You do know I hate you, don't you? I really hate your marrow. I hate you. But I think he was kind of pleased with the end result, and we certainly were. And then we had Damien Pendleton saw a tweet that I was saying, I want to make a Match 3 game on the PC. Why can't I have one? He said, I'll make one for you. So we went ahead and developed that. And by making it absolutely and infinitely customizable and configurable, so you can have your board any size and any width, and you can have so many variables, it's a cool and can be an extremely challenging game. It is not easy, let me tell you. And the tile sets are fun. They're very different to the ones you can get on. It's a very different game to Color Crush. For anyone who might think that we're being copycats, it's a different... The Match 3 concept is similar, but that is a similar concept all over the place. But the actual game itself is very different. I've tried very hard to do different things and go different directions and not to be... To be a copycat.
Right, and a lot of that happens in sighted games as well.
Well, quite.
Right, so, I mean, there is a... I will find a new Match 3 and Kyle will look at it. He's 13 and he'll say, oh, that's like blank, or that's like this other blank.
Yeah.
And I play Doctor Who Legacy, which is a very low vision friendly game. And they had to spend a long time changing up the paradigm because it is very difficult in game design to be different than others.
I see a lot of moaning on various places that we won't name. This isn't original. It's not original. It's all the same. Hey, look, originality is about as rare as hens well, never mind what, but it really isn't.
And can be overrated because some of the most original games fail miserably in the games industry.
They do.
Yeah. So having something that's like what everybody else is playing doesn't make it less fun. And in fact, and also, if you could turn it on its head, it makes you very unique.
If you play something that has that little bit of familiarity in it, so you know, oh, I know how to do this. And then you get a little quirk of off-the-wallness. So you're matching up candies and cookies and desserts and jellies and silly whimsical things when you're trying to think of how to solve that math problem to 10 decimal places and you need to shut your brain down for 5 minutes. It's fun. And it's something we didn't have before and now we do. So I'm happy. And then it's... we've done this now, so it's on to the next thing.
That is amazing. And then, see, what you have to do is the leaderboard competition thing and then have them all fight for superiority. Then you go crazy. See,
when it gets bigger, we're a little customer base at the moment. Yeah. That I want to get more games out there first. Yeah. I want to get more games. The next thing I've been asked next for a whimsical fantasy game. We want unicorns, we want mermaids, we want bluebirds, we want fairies, we want all kinds of love, we want no scary things. We want questing, we don't want any fighting, and we want it to be something that we have, it's got to be, have puzzles but not too difficult, it's got to be fun, it's got to go on and not be too quick to finish. It's a big ask.
I was going to say that was a lovely list. That was I'm intimidated. And that's a lot even for individuals who played that.
I've planned it.
All right.
It's going to be called Feywards of Maedra. And it's under development right now. And you have the scoop.
I am very, very honored and very, very excited. We've talked a lot about the product. We've kind of hinted and hawed about how to get the product. Let's kind of drill down on that, on if you've been excited about what you've heard from Brian and Lulu, where can people get it? How can people get it? And what's the best way to get in touch with you guys?
Okay, so at the moment, it depends when the podcast goes out, of course, but I suspect that it might go out just as our sale on Lisi has concluded. But ordinarily, as you pointed out earlier on, we do have what we call a timed license. So the optimum is that you buy a license of either Lisi Total Package or Lisi Advanced, and you then get all updates, including the games, at no additional cost. But if you can't afford that, we have a payment plan for each product spread over the course of 1 year. So the best thing to do is go to our website at hartgen.org, or you can use hartgenconsultancy.com, whichever you prefer. And you will find a link on that homepage to Lisi Central, which is kind of a one-stop shop of everything concerning Lisi. You can hear audio demos, you can read the documentation, download a demo, and so on. And that's really where you need to go. You can also obviously purchase it online as well.
Do they need to have the latest copy of Jaws in order to use it?
No. We support from Jaws versions 14 onwards. So there's some good scope there.
And while you're there, there's some other wonderful lines of products as well. You just did a wonderful office tutorial stuff.
Yes, you're right. We have training courses as well, low-cost training courses. And there's one on scripting, there's one on Microsoft Word, and one on Microsoft Outlook. And we do plan to do some more later on in the year. We have definitely been asked for other different ones. We have our products that we're well known for in the area of voice recognition technology, working with Dragon Naturally Speaking. And we do have products, scripts, which are free even. So we've developed some scripts, for example, for the Sonos devices,
Yeah, you guys trying to make me buy one by reading.
So the Sonos PC app does work quite well with screen reading technology, but we did find there were some things we could improve on. So we did some work on that. So we do have free things as well as products that you pay for. And so we do try to do our little bit to give something back to the blindness community as well. But you'll find everything there on the website that I've mentioned. And in particular, there's always on every page a heading which is called Latest News. And you can have a look at the top 10 latest news items of activity from us.
Now, we've mentioned a bunch of fun things, and we've mentioned a bunch of work-related things, but and I've never asked Brian to talk about this on mic before, but I will, because he did an amazing documentary on ELO, and if you didn't know, Brian puts a lot of effort into some amazing documentaries on very famous rock and roll individuals, as well as other musical legends. And where can people find those, Brian?
Well, it's very difficult to find them now. To be honest with you, sometimes on the Mushroom FM internet radio station we do replay them, but it's actually quite difficult to find them all in one place now. But I'm sure from time to time they will come up, because when you've put a lot of work into something, it's quite natural to want to recycle it from time to time.
Absolutely, as much work as you put in on the ABBA one alone.
It does happen. Yes.
I've got an idea about that, but we'll have to wait and see if it comes to fruition.
Oh, right. Okay. Apparently we have an idea.
Development is happening right in front of us. And you are spending more full time on just games, because it has taken up a lot of time for you.
It takes up an awful lot of my time. It really does.
A work of a labor of love, if you will.
I do a lot of work around Lisi design and also all kinds of product design. Basically, the way we work is that when we're doing product updates, I work out, especially if something's got to look different, I figure out how it should look. And then poor Brian has to go away and make it happen. So he hates me. Everyone hates me.
Well, sometimes I have an idea and it's so geeky. Yeah. And off the wall, and then I explain it to Lulu, and she says, no, that definitely isn't going to work. It isn't going to look right.
Oh, like the one where you wanted us to go through 1,700 emoji to find the one we wanted.
That's right. That was it. So we had to reshape it.
I love the collaborative process.
It's the best thing ever. We're just so pleased and so happy that you know, we can work together this way.
Right. Right.
It's wonderful.
One of the original power couples in our industry, I will say. So,
how kind of you. Thank you.
That said from Ricky and I, what can I say? that's a great way to be able to get the product and learn about the product. Lots of opportunities over at HartchinConsultancy.com. See, there we go. See, I don't know everything. So HartchinConsultancy.com. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your generosity. And thank you for the games. That is fantastic. And congratulations on the latest release.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. And thank you for coming and having lunch with us.
Absolutely. For Blind Bargains CSUN 2016 coverage, I'm Joe Steinkamp.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.